We're very excited about what's going to happen tonight at the Mighty MCG. And we do have a very special guest from the Melbourne Storm after spending the first 3 years of his career at the Canterbury Bulldogs in the NRL. It's great to have Dale Finucane with us in the studio. G'day, Dale.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Great to have you in on a day like today. We're excited about Origin 2. What about when you're deeply immersed in the game? What sort of buzz do you get with this time of year when Origin's around?
Yeah, I love watching the Origin. It's a little bit different coming from Sydney. It's obviously all the buzzes around the NRL and the Origin series.
Yep.
But yeah, hoping that Melbourne can really get behind the game and the concept of the series. And I'm really looking forward to it tonight.
As a New South Welshman, knowing that there is this is a New South Wales home game, this one, by the way, and knowing there's a game played outside of New South Wales on neutral territory, are you comfortable with that, or do you think it needs to be addressed and we just play it back where it belongs?
No, I like it. I like the fact that they come down and introduce Victoria to the concept. In saying that it's New South Wales home game is, I don't know about that, because there's a lot of Queenslanders down here, and obviously the Queensland side are well represented by the Melbourne Storm players. With no New South Welshman, I guess, in the Storm side, but yeah, it'll be good to see how the battle goes tonight.
When does it start? When does your appetite for Origin start as a New South Welshman?
Oh, mate, I guess a couple of weeks out from it, you're sort of anticipating that the sides are going to be picked and that sort of thing. So you sort of start to get excited, I guess, a few weeks out from it. And I guess over that sort of 6 or 8 weeks or however long that series sort of goes for, you're always thinking about it in the back of the mind on the Wednesday night when it's coming up and getting excited about it.
But as a kid growing up, when you're at school, is it at home? Do you get indoctrinated by your dad, your family? Do you get taught to hate
question.
Queensland as a as a school kid?
Yeah, probably do, actually. It's probably more so at school where it comes. I guess your parents and that can have a little bit of an influence as well, but probably just your mates playing around at school when you're pretending to be a player or pretending to be Andrew Johns or pretending to be Danny Medeiros. In my year, I guess, growing up, those were the guys that I looked up to. But yeah, I guess that's probably where your hatred starts when you're a young bloke running around in the schoolyard.
So when you're Andrew Johns in the schoolyard, are you Andrew Johns playing for New South Wales, not Andrew Johns playing for the Kangaroos or Newcastle?
Yeah, you're definitely playing for New South Wales. Sort of, I supported their side as a kid growing up, the Newcastle Knights. So yep. It was easy for me to support Andrew Johns. But I guess it helped that he was the New South Wales and the Australian captain at the time as well.
And in the schoolyard around Origin time, is that the topic or that everyone's on about, or all the boys particularly? I suppose there's plenty of girls that love their Origin as well, but the boys are out in the play yard with the ball, throwing the ball around, playing rugby. Is that just a topic that everyone's so focused on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was something that was really that we did heavily at school when we were growing up. You just go out on the field and play a game of touch, or if the teachers weren't watching you play, you'd turn into a bit of a game of tackle as well.
Yeah.
but it was something you'd always try and do, is emulate your favourite player, and that was what it was all about at school.
You're from Bega. You're practically a Victorian.
I'm closer to Sydney than Melbourne, actually. Driving.
It's not important right now.
Is there a difference growing up in the country? Being a country
question.
New South Welshman compared to an urban?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I guess it's hard for me only growing up in the country, but I guess I learned to appreciate, really, because we didn't sort of have a lot of exposure to going to and seeing the NRL players and going to see games of State of Origin. We sort of only had that television experience to sort of draw from. So I guess I've grown to really appreciate the fact that that I didn't get to see those guys growing up. So yeah, I guess as a country guy, I really appreciate seeing them now.
Would you ever go in for league games? If you weren't watching Newcastle, would you ever go in and watch the league games?
Yeah, I guess it was a bit hard for me sort of from Bega. I think Canberra was our closest NRL club, and that was still probably a 3-hour drive away.
Yep.
Behind that was probably Wollongong, which is about 4 hours. So it was a little bit difficult, I guess, with uprooting the family and going to see one NRL game.
Yeah.
In saying that, we did get opportunities sometimes to go and watch the games, but yeah, it's probably just a little bit too difficult at times.
In New South Wales, they took the honours last year, but they had a barren run for quite a while, which would coincide with your development and emergence into the professional game. Does that influence how you approach Origin? Do you see yourselves as the underdogs?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's obviously over the last 8 year period, oh, aside from last year, that 8 year period where Queensland was so dominant. Yeah, I'm not too sure. I guess sort of being down in Melbourne, where it's, although it's our home game, it's sort of perceived as a bit more of a Queensland dominated area. So I guess in saying that, you could probably say we are the underdogs coming into the game.
Do you get a taste for it with city and country? Because I know that's a fiercely contested battle in New South Wales particularly. You being a country boy, you would have been all over the country team against the city, and everyone, all the country people hate the city slickers at times, and that's just part of the deal. But is that where you sort of get a taste for what it is to be in a representative team?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess because you're playing against those higher calibre of players, obviously the best of the city and the country guys, in picking that Origin side. So I guess that's where you get your first taste and of what that would actually be like playing against, I guess, better opposition.
Mm.
And how does that manifest itself? So rugby league is a brutal sport at every level. How does it become even more brutal the further up the chain you go?
Yeah, I guess because there's such competition for spots and guys who want to play, obviously, at the elite level, whether that be City Country or Origin or for Australia, I guess that competition for spots. So I guess the intensity of each game, of each level you go up, is intensified.
And you mentioned before, JP, which is a good point about Origin being Joey Johns in a New South Wales jumper or a Newcastle jumper or a Kangaroos jumper. Where does it rank for you? Where does Origin rank in terms of the scale of awesomeness in the NRL or your career and a player's career? Is Origin at the top for you, or is it the Kangaroos, or where does it fit?
Yeah, it's a difficult question. I guess for me as a player, something that individuals always want to achieve is being able to play in a grand final and win a grand final. I guess that team sort of level, because that's the guys you play with week in, week out. They're the guys you know the best who are in your team environment. I guess playing in that, whether you're playing for Australia or New South Wales, I guess you've still got that close-knit group, but you're not sort of seeing them from week to day to day sort of thing.
Mm.
So probably grand finals, probably one of the, obviously the epitome of what you want to achieve. And I guess, yeah, probably New South Wales is, I'm not sure why the perception is that New South Wales is sometimes above that of Australia. But yeah, I'd love to obviously play in that arena at some stage in my career.
You talk about winning a premiership with teammates. Some of your teammates are amongst the best Queenslanders that have ever represented the state of origin. Do you get a text or a phone call from family a couple of weeks out saying, just, you know, if you're on the pads with Cam Smith, just take a little bit out. maybe just leave your foot in where it shouldn't be.
Yeah, no, I haven't got too much of that actually, but it's not a bad idea. they are obviously the top of their level, those guys, and they've been there for most of, if not all, that sort of that dominant period of the team. So. Yeah, they're really good players.
But that state v state, mate v mate slogan, it's just a great strap line, isn't it?
Yep.
How does that play out in a club like the Storm, which is probably a bit removed from, you know, what goes on between the Courier Mail and the Daily Telly on a daily basis? How does that banter play out?
Yeah, it's funny because obviously you want to see your teammates get through unscathed, and you want to see them play successful and go well, but on the other hand, as a New South Welshman, you don't want to see them be successful, I guess, on the day, their team. So, yeah, I guess there's a little bit of banter that gets around at training. I guess probably more so if there had been some guys that had been involved in that New South Wales team. But, yeah, there's a little bit of banter that gets around.
Would they come back? Would Billy and Cam and Coop come back after that win and have a crack at New South Welshman in the squad? got you blokes covered?
Yeah, no, mate, they're not too bad. They're pretty humble fellas, so they don't let their success get to them, but they're not too bad.
It's Origin 2 night tonight at the MCG. The boys on the run home will be there on the concourse from 4 o'clock. Pop in, say good day, give them a high five as they get ready for a big night of action at the mighty MCG. We've got Dale Finucane with us this afternoon from the mighty Melbourne Storm, a newcomer to Melbourne this year, by the way. We're talking Origin, but how have you enjoyed your time in Melbourne so far?
Yeah, I'm loving it down here. It's probably just saying living here, I guess, the biggest thing I've missed is the beach, being in Sydney.
We got beaches.
Yeah.
They're a long way away.
A bit of a trek for me to get down to Torquay, but no, it is good. It's I've probably done a lot more that I've living in the city down here than I would have done in Sydney in terms of going to concerts and that sort of thing. So it's much easier to get around.
And how's it working out with the Storm?
Yeah, we're travelling okay at the moment. We didn't win our game on the weekend, but I think we're sitting in that in the top four, I guess, on the ladder. So this is always a testing period through the Origin without our Origin guys. And we've also got a couple of injuries as well. But, yeah, we're not going too bad at the moment. So it's only early days. It's a mid-season at this stage.
Now, I know you're going with the boys tonight to the MCG to see Origin 2. Tell us, and for our listeners that perhaps haven't grown up with the game, what should they be looking for? What do you look for when you're watching a game like this in terms of the style of play, the systems that are happening, and the situations that you think there might be something going on? Explain what you look for when you're watching an Origin game.
Yeah, I guess it's probably a little bit easier for me to identify the things growing up with the game, but I guess... other people watching at home, probably some of the things to identify is, guess, obviously there's five tackles in the set. Obviously those first few two or three tackles are going to be the lead up tackles, but those they're probably sort of put that the big play or the shift out to the outside backs. That's probably the one to look for, I guess, in the set. That's probably where most of the tries are scored. And
is that sort of tackle four? Is that
yeah? That's probably around tackle three or tackle four, and obviously tackle five's the kick. So probably later in the set's probably where you're going to see most of the spread of the ball, and that's probably where most of the good stuff happens.
And specifically from a New South Wales perspective, what kind of set plays or who can we see the ball in the hands of most, and what can we expect from them?
Yeah, probably the fullbacks, centres and wingers, probably on those sort of shifts is probably where you'll see a lot of the ball. I guess during the last couple of years, there's been a good rivalry between Josh Morris for New South Wales, the centre, and Greg Inglis.
Yeah.
Greg Inglis is obviously one of the best attacking players in the game, and in saying that, also Josh Morris defends him really well. So, yeah, that's sort of a really good, I guess, battle to watch for in the game, whether it's going to Greg or whether it's going to go to Josh Morris. So that's a great combination to watch.
Do you watch the ball and the players who are immediately in the play, or do you watch around the periphery and see what's unfolding, what shape they're forming to create a different style of play, a next phase of play? What are you looking for at that moment?
Yeah, I guess you can identify, I guess, later in the set, the shapes that the teams are going to run, sort of. I guess it's more commonly known as a block play, where sort of you'll have one of the runners sort of running into the line, and you'll have one of the players sort of out the back. So that's where you see a lot of that second phase play, where the ball gets passed out the back. So
yeah.
I guess that's probably pretty common from both sides when they're doing their shifts, and that's probably one of the most common shapes to look for.
And kicking is now vital. That whoever has the responsibility for particularly the attacking kicks inside the opponent's 20, 25 metres, who has the advantage between New South Wales and Queensland?
Yeah, it's difficult. There's a lot of players, I guess, who have a lot of ability, I guess, in the air, both in defence and attack. So I probably couldn't split between the two teams, which I guess Greg Inglis is probably renowned. He obviously plays at fullback now, but he plays in the centres for Queensland. So I guess he can be one to look for, I guess, leaping up into the air. So he's probably one to look at, I guess.
And in terms of style of game, how scientific is it compared to a Storm game, where you obviously work with each other for a whole pre-season, put your patterns and your systems in play? These guys hang out for a week together before the game. They've come from all over the place and play different systems at club rugby or club league, and then they get together for Origin. How much science and strategy and tactics is involved, do you think, compared to the traditional home and away NRL game?
Yeah, well, I guess it's probably a little bit different. Queensland have had a lot of that group together for a long period of time.
Yep.
So
point.
I guess sort of being involved in their camp, they're sort of fairly familiar with each other, whereas it's probably a little bit different with New South Wales, where I guess over the last few years, there hasn't been consistently one side that's taken the field each week. There's been sort of a few minor changes in different positions. So I guess it's probably, it may have been easier for Queensland to form those sort of bonds because they're sort of... with each other, I guess, for that period of time.
Oh, good point. And what about just that first 10 minutes or the first 5 minutes? Because you haven't played Origin yet, but you've played City Country, and that was a step up again from club pressure. And how hard is that first 5 minutes to get through? Because all the energy, all the adrenaline's coursing through your veins. You get those first few hit-ups. I imagine it takes a fair bit out of you.
Yeah, well, it looks to be. Obviously, I haven't played in that arena yet, but... I haven't played in there at all. So yeah, just looking around the TV, it's obviously seems like it's a massive step in intensity up, and that's probably the biggest thing that I noticed, I guess, in the start, the first 10 minutes. You just see guys busting themselves for that short stint of the game.
Yeah.
And around the club, you'll be talking to each other about where the game will be won or lost tonight. What's the one topic that keeps cropping up that you're all talking about? Is it Billy Slater's fitness? Is it the halves combination for New South Wales?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I guess there's been a lot of the talk in the week about Cherry Evans, I guess, and how he's been performing. But to be honest, I don't take note of that too much. I think Cherry Evans is a great individual player, and I think that, I think he's gone really well for him. So he's proven that he's been able to play there before, and in the absence of Cooper Cronk. So I think they'll be really ready to go tonight.
Now tell me tonight, so you can have your New South Wales hat on if you like, or you can take it off and give us a balanced view. What do you see happening at the MCG? What will be the result tonight in Origin 2?
Mate, I think it's going to be 22-16 to the New South Wales Blues. I've already had this discussion with one of the guys earlier, so I've picked the margin and I've picked the team. So
a bit more free-flowing than perhaps the first game?
Yeah, oh, mate, I hope so. It'll be great if it's, I guess, for the for the state of Victoria, if they get to experience that sort of free-flowing game, and if there's a lot of try score, that'll be, I guess, it makes for a more exciting game.
22-16 in favour of the Blues, says Dale Finucane from the mighty Melbourne Storm, who's been good enough to join us today, mate. We really appreciate your time and coming in. Good luck tonight. Have a nice night with the crew and with the girl, and we look forward to seeing you back out there for the Storm real soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.